Welcome to Live Unreal with Jeff Glover and Glover U.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here, guys. So, Aaron, we're going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how long you've been in the business.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm Aaron Ward. I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I know I have a lot of friends here from Norfolk. So I've been in the business since 2016, have a small but mighty team.
Yep.
And just came in a very interesting way.
Yeah. And you've been through Lead Up twice. So you did Lead Up, our first one in 2022, our most recent one in 2023. The summer retreat of 22, the summer retreat of 23, the summit earlier, last year. You've been a one-on-one client since January of 2023, and you also use Sales Rocket for onboarding.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So you're in.
Yes.
Yes, I love it. So talk to me about 2023 production. I'm showing 150 units closed for $49 million in volume between just you and two agents.
That's right, yeah. So it's just three of us on the team.
That's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, a lot of team leads, they step out of production or their production's only a little fraction of a team or whatever. You closed how many units last year personally?
So personally, I closed 68 last year. I don't plan on stepping out of production, and that's one of the things that attracts me.
Awesome.
To Glover.
To following the system. Yeah. Well, because, listen, you can certainly dial your production down, but there's a lot of value it makes, as I said yesterday, it makes recruiting easier, retention, training, coaching. Everything's easier when you keep your finger on the pulse. And that's, people ask all the time, like, why is Glover you growing at such a rapid rate? Because I'm in it, right?
Right.
It helps, right?
Yeah.
So talk to me about your sources of business. Where does your business come from?
So our sources of business are agent-to-agent referrals, past clients in Sphere.
Wow. So agent-to-agent referrals is a big, it's your number one.
It's our number one source of business. It's actually my very first source of business was agent-to-agent.
Which is fascinating to me because, first of all, I grew up in Detroit. So when I hear agents talk about agent-to-agent referrals, my first thought is, that would never work here. Who wants to live in Detroit,
right? Yeah. Like,
people don't just wake up and say, of all places, Detroit, I love it. So how is that your number one source? I mean, obviously you've been conscious about going after that. How is that your number one source?
Well, so that's how I started in the business. So mm-hmm. I actually got licensed to be a referral agent only. So I was dual career, essentially.
Yeah.
And so when I got licensed, I had a real estate agent friend, and I was sending referrals, essentially unlicensed, mm-hmm. not getting paid for them,
yep.
to people I knew who were agents across the country just naturally as part of like my life, where I knew people were moving all over the place. And so I had a friend who said, hey, I know you need some money. Please get licensed so I can at least give you something because I'm starting to feel bad about this.
Yeah.
So I really only intended to become a referral agent. I had no intention whatsoever of selling real estate.
So in your, what caused you to say, you know what, I want to be a referral agent. I see an opportunity here. What caused you to go that path?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, to be frank, at the time, initially, it was money. Mm-hmm. I had a need, right? I was mm-hmm. hungry. I was a single parent.
Yep.
I was feeding my, splitting $5 footlongs three ways with my kids because I was uh-huh. so broke, uh-huh. So it was like, what do I got to do? There's more yep. money in this.
Yep.
So let me figure out how can I pay the bills a little bit easier.
And was it, was it just your love for networking? How did you pick that of
yeah,
all things?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways, I'm a natural networker anyway. Mm-hmm. I love to connect and talk to people.
Yeah.
I love learning more about people. It's that, yeah. That listening and finding out more and yeah. getting involved. But I also love to give back what I learn,
yeah.
So I think that's part of the networking aspect of it.
So, and forgive me, we didn't talk about this on our prep call, so I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but knowing what you just said, I think you're going to be just fine with this question. What are one or two things that you think agents make a mistake as it relates to networking? In other words, what do you do that makes your networking effective? Because a lot of agents say, oh yeah, I network. What is network? In other words, like, what does networking mean to you, and what are mistakes that agents make?
I think this, I love this question, actually, because I think about this a lot with, social media, right?
Yep.
So social media used to be called social networking,
hmm.
right? We got away from the networking aspect of it, and now, and I hope nobody, smacks my hand for this, but now all we look at is how are we creating content? Mm-hmm. We're not looking at the networking aspect anymore. So I think, mm-hmm. People are speeding through this, here's my here's my business card, and then that's where it ends,
yeah.
right? So yeah. instead, we're really trying to dig in deep. Some of my best friends in the whole world are in this room right now.
Wow.
And that all came from building this agent referral network.
So, okay, that was gonna be my next question. How did you build an agent referral network?
Yeah, so I told you I was broke. So I went to a large-scale real estate conference,
yep.
had no money, borrowed money from my boyfriend at the time to fly out there,
yep.
got snowed in Chicago, had to buy another ticket, had to borrow more money from him to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I was sharing a very tiny hotel room with four other people sleeping on the floor. And so when I got out there, somebody said, how many people can you talk to? And then I all of a sudden, every light bulb clicked in and I said, I have to leave here with at least $10,000.
Wow.
And so I stayed and I hustled and I worked everything I could possibly do. I ate every boxed lunch that was left over at that place the whole week I was there.
Yeah.
Because that's all I could afford.
Yeah.
So everybody who left their boxed lunches, that's what I ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
But I went and talked to everybody that I could, and I actually left there with $20,000 in referrals.
Wow. So that's great. So what I love about that is you don't just go for the content that's shared on stage.
No.
You go for the networking and the connections you can make.
Yeah,
and at that point, you didn't even know really about the content. You were thinking, I'm just going to go there to network.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know that I retained any of the content from that particular event.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, the focus was so much on there is something to this. And I really think that I can, it's not just now, it's not just about the referrals. And I picked it up then too. The things that have been brought to my life in these relationships, my life is so much better, not just from a business standpoint, but also as a human being now, I'm a better person because of these relationships as well.
So how big is your agent database? Because you know we talk about in database, we say every agent should have 5 databases. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're probably not surprised. Again, I'm from Detroit. Database is number 5, right? It's not number 1 for us, but it is on the list. It made the list. So how many agents are in your database?
So I actually had to go back and double check this number like a couple of times because I had to be sure because I was comparing it to our traditional database.
Yeah.
We have 6,000 agents in our database.
6,000 agents, okay.
6,000 agents in our database.
Yeah. So the next question is, I mean, were these like one-to-one business card exchanges? Did you hire a company to go scrub email addresses? How did you get 6,000? How did you accumulate 6,000?
It's been a multitude of different ways. So yeah, obviously some of them, we come home from events and we have a baggie full, you know, a giant Ziploc bag full of
Everyone knows to do that. Honestly.
Okay, well,
that's one of the reasons why you're up here.
Yeah, I actually don't give anybody my business card. I just take theirs.
Yeah, okay. And why do you do that?
Yeah, because I can't rely on them to reach out to me, but I know I'm going to reach out to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even have business cards with me, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you make sure you're in control of that contact.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. So that's one way we built it. Another way we built it is very similar to something you said was, how can I give this away for free?
Yeah.
I just did something that worked really well for me. How can I give it away for free? So for example, I think we added 600 to our database in November when we said, here's our Letters to Santa campaign. You can have it.
Yeah.
It's a playbook.
Yep.
Step by step. We tell you even where to get the envelopes and how to use the USPS and get the Santa Claus North Pole stamp on it. And 600 people signed up. I didn't pay for that advertising or anything.
So you've been consciously growing this database and you know, essentially by just making connections and getting business cards and controlling that side of it. And then you make sure everyone knows that you're the go-to in your town. Because you're adding value to them.
Right.
And so can you, and I know you just gave us an example of it, have you ever taken information from a conference like this and also shared it with your database?
Yeah, so we send out a monthly email as well to that particular database, and inside that email, there will be information to say, hey, I just was at the Glover U Summit, this is what I picked up, here are my key takeaways, here's a link to my notes.
Yep.
We share videos, and that all connect with some of my agent partners about cool events they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we did a video and shared it in November for Veterans Day, talking about Andrew Pepper's event he does locally, you know, a client event he does that just aligned well with that. So we do a lot of those as well. I talk about what podcasts I'm listening to, what book I'm reading. you know, what if I bought a new signpost that I think is awesome, I'll share that, right? Yeah. Whatever I can share.
The number one value, in my opinion, and apparently you agree and it's working for you, the number one value that you can add to your agent-to-agent referral database is real estate knowledge, helping them sell more homes. You don't need to be a trainer or a coach. You don't even need to put trainer or coach on your business card or in your title. Sharing them knowledge, which will help them sell more homes, they're going to they'll be forever grateful for that.
Yeah, and I think the authenticity of it too, right? Yep. So some of the stuff we share, I share it online, I share it on Facebook, you know, with all, and I share it specifically to agents.
Yeah.
Right? I'll share content that's specific to them, you know, where I'm feeling vulnerable in this market right now, or as a leader or something like that too, because I don't know that we talk about that enough either. And so again, that's that relationship building aspect of it that I think just keeps it coming.
So I also know a lot of your referral business comes from people in your database that are in other parts of the country. Now, forget about, we're gonna table your agent-to-agent database. Now I'm talking about your buyer and seller database. Do you know what percentage of your business agent-to-agent referral comes from that group? Like if you were to take your total agent-to-agent referral business, in other words, you connect with agents in other states, but now I'm talking about your buyers and sellers that reach out to you and say, hey, we're moving to San Diego. Do you know an agent in San Diego? Is that a big portion of it too?
It's a huge portion of it, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really big portion of what we do now. And we actually had to get really intentional about making sure that we were reminding our database that we can connect them with other people too. Like I couldn't just take incoming referrals and not feed them back
out. So that's my next question. Yeah. How do you make sure people in your database know that you can help them anywhere, you know?
Yeah, so we feature stories of clients that have bought in other areas with agent partners inside our newsletters as well. We also put it in like our VIP database group. We, you know, we put it our VIP client Facebook group. Mm-hmm. We share it all over the place. We talk about it frequently, and we actually talk about it at almost every appointment. Most of our, where we particularly live is very, very, very transient because of the location. And so we start having those conversations right ahead, right up front.
Yep. So is there anything, like when you think of what you've sent to your database or conversation that you had with your database about making sure to reach out to you first before they go shop for homes in Florida or Texas or wherever, is there anything unique that you do with that? Like, how, in other words, how do you make sure they know?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of what we talk about is, you know, we have all 5 stars. We've never had a negative review, knock on wood. And, you know, so I think a lot of that is, you know, if you enjoyed working with us, we want to make sure that we're your agent for life, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean just here in Norfolk, Virginia. We're your agent in, you know, San Diego, California, Newport, Rhode Island, wherever, Jacksonville, Florida, wherever you're going to go.
Yep.
We're going to be right there with you because we have partnership everywhere. We, you know, we only really, truly partner with people that work at a high level as high a level as we do. So we're not just sending, that's the other thing too. We're very particular about the people that we do refer out to. So, you know, that way our clients know that they're in good hands.
Yep, I love that. Last question I have for you is, obviously 7 years of doing this, 150 units, you're doing great production personally. Why do you have a coach? Why do you coach with Glover U?
I needed the accountability, for real. Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean?
I felt myself slacking off a little bit, right? Like we started getting closer to these higher numbers and I felt like I was doing really well. But I also felt like I was hitting a leadership lid, big time. And so I felt like that was going to negatively impact those two agents that have been with me for 6 years now. Both of them have been with me for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I care a lot about that. So I really, really wanted to go into coaching, in particular with a coaching organization that I knew would help me raise that leadership lid to better them at the end of the day. Not just me, but them as well.
Yeah. So I would imagine your favorite events now outside of, you know, maybe this would be like the leadership, like Lead Up. Now that we
implemented Lead Up. Lead Up is my
favorite. Awesome. Let's hear it for Aaron. Nice job.
I've heard more complaints from brokers, owners, and team leaders about profit and turnover in the last year than I've heard in my entire 21-year history of doing real estate. Hi, I'm realtor, broker, and owner Jeff Glover, and my last year was the second most profitable in my entire company's history. It's been in existence for 20 years. It was our second most profitable year last year. In fact, our team right now, the Glover Agency, is adding more producing realtors. I'm talking $3, $5, $7, $10 million producers are joining our team right now by the week. If you want to know how we're doing it, once a year, I do a special event called Lead Up. It's only for brokers, owners, team leaders, anyone in leadership in the real estate industry. And we get together for 2.5 days this April in South Florida, Hollywood Beach, Florida, which is right between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. And you're going to be surrounded by owners of companies, recruiters, trainers, coaches, people that own brokerages, people that own teams. Everyone in the room had to apply to get there. We actually turn away more people that apply than actually we let in. Why do we do that? Because I want to keep the conversations high level and the networking even greater. You're going to be surrounded by people that were approved to get into this room. So to see if you qualify, go to gloveru.com/leadup or click the link below, and we'll see you this April.